The Nevada State Historic Preservation Office just received nearly $50,000 to launch a women's history project. The grant was from the National Park Service's Underrepresented Communities Grant. Nevada was the only state to receive it. The project will be launched as the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment nears. Rebecca Palmer is an administrator of the Nevada State Historic Preservation Office. Rebecca, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak about this, and I appreciate your interest in this grant that we received.
No problem, but I guess my first question is, what will this money go toward? Tell us about what the project will consist of.
We have planned the grant money to be used for the development of a historic context, and that historic context is really a planning tool that synthesizes, you know, historical information gathered from a variety of sources, and is used by local governments, my office, and members of the public who would like to nominate properties for the National Register of Historic Places. So the context would provide a description of the characteristics that the property must have, the significance of certain properties. It identifies priorities for listing in the National Register of Historic Places. And it's really critical to the preservation of historic buildings, which are really tangible reminders of our shared history.
Well, I understand it will help to tell the story of women's suffrage and social history in Nevada when it's complete. So where and how do you even start collecting information on that?
Well, like any good historical analysis, you start with existing sources. So when we begin the development of this historic context, we'll start with the existing National Register of Historic Places listings. We will contact scholars who have previously prepared histories of women's suffrage in Nevada. We'll work with the Nevada Commission on Women to identify other sources of information that we could use for the development of the context. And we will also be working with the Nevada Women's History Project, which has an interest in the women's suffrage movement.
And what are some of your goals of the project going forward? Do you have a timeline or anything?
We do have a timeline. We intend to have the historic context developed and available to the public in 2 years. That's pretty consistent with the time it takes to develop this tool that will be as useful as possible.
And do you have any specific stories that you know of already that might be included in this project you could share with us?
Well, the point of a historic context is to really enliven the information that we already have about historic buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't, you know, specific stories haven't been developed yet, but for example, certain historic buildings that the public is already familiar with may have an association with women's suffrage that was unknown prior to the development of this historic context. So for example, in the Las Vegas area, the Las Vegas Grammar School, it was the location of the Mesquite Club, which had a number of events supporting women's suffrage during the early 1915 period.
In what way?
Part of the Nevada's participation in the suffrage movement was the development of a number of clubs and leagues. There was the Equal Franchise League. There was the Lucy Stone Nonpartisan League. There were chapters all over in every county for the Nevada Equal Franchise Society. These were organizations that worked closely together and independently to push for women's suffrage between about the turn of the century, 1900, to about 1912, 1914.
Governor Emmett Boyle signed the resolution for ratification of the 19th Amendment in Nevada in 1915. That's 5 years before the ratification was passed nationally. Was Nevada a more progressive state when it comes to women's rights?
It was as progressive as the Western states were in general. The Western states led the suffrage movement, and Emmett Boyle signed the bill that gave women the vote in Nevada in 1915. But it was part of a larger historic context of Western states leading the suffrage movement.
Okay, I guess I'm wondering why the grant money now for this project. Why has it taken almost 100 years to get something like this done? And, I mean, does it have anything to do with sort of the Me Too movement and this next generation of the women's movement, I guess?
It does. It has to do with the recognition by the National Park Service that there are underrepresented communities that need additional exploration within the National Register of Historic Places program. So other grant applicants looked for other underrepresented communities to celebrate and support. And in Nevada, we chose that there were a number of listings in the existing Nevada listings that needed to include all of the populations that were associated with those buildings. So women were not equally represented in the National Register of Historic Places, and this grant will give women a presence in existing National Register listings, and it will also afford us the opportunity to identify new properties that could be listed in the National Register because of their association with the women's suffrage movement or the equal rights movement of the 1970s.
When and where someone interested, where can they check this project out?
We intend to have a page on our website once this grant begins to inform the public of where we are in the development of this historic context. It will also provide an opportunity for the public to contribute ideas or information that they may have in their family collection that could be very, very helpful in informing this historic context. So look forward to a web page on our website. Our existing website is shpo.shpo.nv.gov.
Rebecca Palmer is an administrator with the Nevada State Historic Preservation Office, which just received a $50,000 grant to document women's suffrage and culture in Nevada. Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I sincerely appreciate it.